9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Discussing everything about the afterlife and spirit world.
Hey, 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 guys, and welcome to another episode of Life After Life with me, Sandy Byrne. So firstly, I want to tell you all that I'm better. OK, if you've been on social media, you've probably seen me moaning a lot. I hate being sick. But seriously, I've had such a bad bug over the past 3 weeks. OK, I've been just miserable. And as you all know, if you've been following me for a while, you know that I'm a person who has a tendency to hide myself away at home. OK, I do. I much prefer being at home in my own space, you know, as much as I can. Okay, it's a side effect of my PTSD. I don't like being in crowds. So I'm very, very happy at home. Okay, and while I wouldn't advocate for further lockdowns in the future, I can definitely say that I'm one person that was very, very suited to COVID lockdowns. Okay, I was in my element here at home with all of the family. Okay, I really was. Now, that said, as I say, I would not advocate for further lockdowns in the future, but I'm the kind of person that it would suit. But, you know, after keeping myself locked away for so long, I actually did go to an event in Dublin a few weeks ago. OK, I was away from home for 3 full days. That's a long time for me. OK, 3 full days and I caught a bug. OK, I had a terrible chest and throat infection. And it lingered and it left me feeling really, really weak, even for a couple of weeks after, you know, the infection died down. But this morning I got up and I felt great. OK, I don't know if any of you have ever been miserable for a few weeks. And then one day you get up and you actually feel better and you realize, you know, that this is actually how you're supposed to feel on a daily basis. You know, that this is normal. You know, because you get so used to feeling sick and being weak and cold and miserable and all that kind of stuff, which is the way that I was. OK, but today I finally feel normal again. So I have been working on catching up on emails and messages and obviously podcasts and stuff. So if you are waiting for a message from me or a reply from me, please be patient. I am working my way through them. I'm getting there. But if you're one of those people that I've had to reschedule over the last couple of weeks, OK, I want to not only apologize to you for the inconvenience, but I also want to thank you for understanding, because everyone has been so understanding. OK, and these things happen every now and again. OK, you know, what can you do? That's life. And, you know, because I'm psychic, I do get the smart comments all the time. OK, did you not know that you were going to be sick? OK, well, obviously, I didn't know that I was going to be sick, because if I knew that I was going to be sick or that I was going to catch a bug, I would not have left the house in the first place to put myself in a position of catching a bug and being sick in the first place. OK, as psychics or as mediums, you know, we don't go around reading everyone and every situation. OK, we are human, too. And we like to live a normal life most of the time. OK, so when I'm checking into a hotel for an event, you know, or whatever, people often, you know, if they know what I do or they've heard of my name or whatever, they often ask me, you know, is there somebody around me? Do I see, you know, can I see somebody around them? And I'll be honest with you, I probably don't. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes I do. But sometimes I just don't want to get into doing a reading in the lobby of a hotel or at a supermarket checkout or something similar. OK, I just don't. I just want to check into my hotel room and go upstairs and have a nap. OK, I do. I'm a lazy person. I really am. I love my rests. I love my naps, all that kind of stuff. So sometimes I just want to go and retreat into my lair and just not talk to anybody. Now, you'll have heard me say this before, some of you, because I actually saw her live in London last year. But I absolutely love Teresa Caputo. OK, she's called the Long Island Medium. She's an American medium and I love everything about her. OK, I used to watch her on YouTube even before her TV series was available here in Europe. OK, in my eyes, she can do no wrong at all. OK. These days, I don't get to watch as much telly as I would like. OK, business is very busy at the moment, which is good. I'm not complaining. But I don't get to see her as often as I would like. But when I do get to watch her, which is mostly on YouTube, I love watching people's reactions to her. Okay? Because when I'm working, when I'm doing readings, I put myself under so much pressure that I don't always get to appreciate people's reactions to my readings. I just don't. And I'm also trying not to overwatch the person that I'm reading for because, you know, I don't want to take my reading from somebody's face. And some people are very open with their emotions. You know, you know immediately if you hit something or whatever, you know, or if something's making sense. And I don't like to take my reading from somebody's face. And, you know, I tend to look away or close my eyes or whatever a lot during readings. OK, so I miss out on people's reactions. So my point here is that while it is an amazing thing to watch Teresa in her everyday life, giving readings to people, random people on the street, OK, I absolutely could not imagine doing that here in Ireland. You know, believe me, I have tried it, you know, and I've had coffee thrown at me and I've been accused of Googling people and of stalking them. And I was told by one woman that she didn't want to talk to her deceased husband, even though he was there with me in the shop telling me all about her. OK, she just didn't want to talk to him. OK, so I turn it off. I don't try to read people randomly anymore. OK, why would I put myself in that situation? You know, and I'm Irish and I know that Irish people on the whole aren't as open as American people to being approached. OK, and in any case, you know, when you're watching, if you've ever watched an episode of Long Island Medium, you know, you're probably getting at least a week's worth of footage condensed into a 20 minute episode. So even though I believe that Teresa is an amazing medium, I don't think for one minute that she is walking down the street in New York giving readings to everyone. OK, I know that she'd surely be in a straitjacket by now if that were the case. OK, I mean, we do, you know, as mediums, we do pick up an energy. And I have picked up an energy and given readings, you know, to hairdressers, beauticians, you know, lots of people that I would spend time with, come in contact with, people that I would feel comfortable with and comfortable opening up to. Because, you know, on the whole, you really should have someone's permission to read them. Okay. And this is also why when people come for psychic readings, I don't read other people in their lives for them, you know. And this is funny, but I kid you not. I had somebody come to me for a reading once with pictures of everyone in their circle. And they wanted to know various things about each person. There was family, there was friends, there was work colleagues, everything. This person had pictures of everybody. Okay. And I would not read those people. OK, I just don't do it. And neither should any psychic for that matter. The only things that we can read for you are the things that directly affect you. OK. So, for example, I will tell you if your partner is cheating on you, because that absolutely 154% affects you. OK. I might not be able to tell you who your partner is having an affair with, okay? Because in the grand scheme of things, that in itself won't affect the outcome, okay? The thing that affects is that your partner's having an affair, okay? Now, sometimes I can tell, okay? And, you know, so say, for example, if it was your best friend or your sister or whatever, okay? Sometimes I can tell that because that would affect you, but not always, okay? I mean, you know, if it's the woman that works in the petrol station down the road, someone that you don't necessarily know, okay, it's not necessarily going to affect you any more or less. So it really just depends on the situation. Sometimes I can tell, sometimes I can't, okay? But my point is that unless something affects you directly, it may not come up in a reading. Also, and people find this very, very strange, but I never, ever, ever read myself. Okay, I just don't. Personally, you know, to date in my life, there hasn't been anything that I felt that I need to know the outcome of so badly that I will read my own cards. Okay, I just haven't. Sometimes I don't want to know, you know. Now, obviously, there have been a couple of occasions where I've wanted help making a decision. Okay, so in this case or in those cases, I would use my angel cards, or, and brace yourself, I would often use my Ouija board. Okay? And I know, I can almost hear you all gasping from here, okay? But yes, I am a fan of my Ouija board when it's used properly. Okay? So that in itself is a topic maybe for another podcast at a later date. But if I want advice for my loved ones in spirit, okay, it's my Ouija board that I use. You know, that or table tipping. I love table tipping as well. So I will do an episode in the future of the different ways of connecting. You know, if you want me to. So let me know on social media or whatever if you'd like me to, you know, talk about Ouija board or table tipping or whatever. They're my two favourite things to do. I don't do them as part of readings, but, you know, when I get together with a group of people, psychics or mediums, whatever, we tend to play around a little bit. But what I do want to talk a little bit more about is the amount of work that I put into my mediumship and my psychic readings, okay? Because it's not often that I ask people to reschedule readings. But I also want to acknowledge that sometimes in life things will come up for you, okay? It might be the day of a reading and you might not feel well. You know, something might be going on in the family. Maybe a babysitter has let you down or whatever. Things come up. So I would say to you, if that happens, call your medium or your psychic if something's happening, if something's going on, okay? Don't sit down and ponder on it for 24 hours and then call 5 minutes before the reading. Because at that stage, you know, I've already rushed my family into a quiet room, you know, and I've meditated and I've prepared for your reading. But if you were to call me a day before or even 2 hours before a reading and tell me that you've been up all night with a tummy bug or a sick child or you're stressed about your son getting his exam results in 2 days' time or whatever, I promise you I will understand. Any medium or psychic would. Because a reading is always very dependent on your energy. Okay? So if your mind is with your grandmother who's been taken suddenly into hospital or something, then it will be infinitely harder for me to read your energy as your mind will be somewhere else entirely. So in fact, I would actually prefer if you called me, okay? If you call me and say, I have this going on and I'm wondering if it would still be okay to go through my reading tomorrow or today or whatever, I will tell you if I think that we should postpone or not. Okay, I absolutely will. You're not gonna, you know, lose your booking or your money or anything. 9 out of 10 times I likely will say to you, look, let's do it. If nothing happens or it's not working, then we can reschedule and try again at a later date, okay? But on the whole, most times it works. But I don't want you coming into a reading worrying about whether or not it would work, okay? If I take her time now, then she won't reschedule for me. She'll tell me that I've lost my appointment, okay? I won't. I promise I won't. But, you know, and I've spoke about this before, readings are all about energy. So if there's something that's affecting your energy, then I want to know about it. Or I at least want to know that you're not on your game, okay? Because, you know, it's important. It's important that your energy is high. You know, you might not believe it, but I want you to have an experience when you get a reading from me. Okay, I want it to be meaningful. I know that you might only do this once in your lifetime. And therefore, I want it to be everything that you're expecting it to be. I actually do. I get excited for people. Okay? Now, you know if you've had a reading in the past. That doesn't mean that I can promise you anyone in particular. But it means that I will give it my everything to get as much as I can for you. Okay? I do believe in what I do. I absolutely 169% believe in it. Okay? To me, it's not just a curiosity, you know? It's a living, but not just a living. I want to make a difference. I do. I want to make a difference to you. And that's why I cut down on the amount of readings that I do every week. I had to start putting my health and my energy first and foremost, so that I could do readings, you know, day in and day out for people. Okay? it got to a point at one stage where I was so overworked with readings. Now, that's a good thing, don't get me wrong, that people want to come to me for readings. But I had to say, well, if you want a good reading, I'm going to have to ask you to wait a little bit longer. Because if I try and cram in too many readings, my energy is depleted, okay? And then I can't do your reading justice. And I've worked hard on this over the last few years. You know, I've changed my diet. I've started working out more. I've spent thousands on self-help and energy work just in order to get my energy to where it needs to be. Okay? Now, this isn't something that I expect of you. No medium or psychic does or will. Okay? But what we do ask is that you create a space for yourself for the duration of the reading. Okay, somewhere that you can cut yourself off from all the mundane things that are going on around you. Okay, make sure your animals are fed, that you've hung the washing out, that the baby isn't going to wake up for a nap at any minute. You know, all of those things, take care of them all. Because if your attention is elsewhere, it's going to affect how any psychic or medium can or can't read your energy, as the case may be. Okay, and I send a little leaflet attached to the email that you get when your booking's confirmed. And, you know, just little tips of how to prepare for your reading. Even things as simple like log on 10 minutes in advance so that, you know, you have time to deal with any technical issues, you know. Maybe have some paper and a pen or have a glass of water or all of those things, you know, just suggestions so that you can make sure that you're in a right place in your head to just sit down and relax and concentrate on yourself for the duration of the reading. Okay. I've said it before and I'll say it again. It's all about energy. Okay. And, you know, at the time of recording this podcast, it's March of 2024. I'm preparing to give my very first workshop to people who want to work on their own energy. Okay. And yes, I did begin putting this workshop together for people who want to learn to connect with spirit or develop their psychic or healing abilities. But also, I know that it's going to be meaningful because I've made it meaningful for those who have gone through some kind of change or some trauma in life. You know, the breakdown of a relationship, the loss of a loved one, being made redundant, anything that you've gone through that may have changed or upset your energy. I want to pass on some of what I've learned over the last number of years to you so that you too can build yourself up and raise your vibration. Your vibration is your energy. It's how you connect with the energy around you, with the spirit world. Okay, all of that. Okay, and everything that you do, or everything even that you don't do, as the case may be, in life, comes down to your energy, your self-belief, your self-love, and ultimately, as I said, your personal vibration. Okay, so don't ever go to a psychic or a medium and sit there with your arms folded expecting to be entertained. Prepare yourself for your reading. Talk to your loved ones in spirit. Tell them that you're coming to see them for a chat. Okay? If you're coming for a psychic reading, think about what questions you have. Write them down and bring them with you. Okay? Talk to your angels. Talk to your spirit guides. Tell them what you're looking for, what guidance you need from your reading. Okay? This is all preparation for your reading. And this is exactly what I'm doing before I go online to meet with you for your reading. I'm talking to my own spirit guides. I'm telling them that you're coming. I send them off into the spirit world to either find your loved ones or to find your spirit guides. Okay, this isn't just a one-woman show here. Okay, I rely on my guides and my angels too. Okay. It's all about energy, guys. I'm working on my energy, so my energy is prime for you. Okay, so just be aware that when you're going for a reading, it might not be with me, that's fine. There's lots of psychics and mediums out there. But give yourself that little bit of time. You know, give yourself 20 minutes maybe the night before to think about what you're looking for. If you're going for a mediumship reading, looking to connect with your loved ones, talk to them. tell them, you know, I'm going to see a medium tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Okay, be there. Don't be late. You know, if they were somebody who was always late in life, you know, tell them you're going to be there at 2:30 when really you're booked in for 3 o'clock or something. Okay, treat them as you would treat them if they were still here. This is all preparation. Okay, make sure you've eaten. Okay, make sure you've had something to drink or that you bring, you know, a glass of water or something with you, you know, so that, you know, you're not worrying about, oh, my throat is dry, I didn't bring a drink. Or, you know, especially with a medium reading, you know, bring some tissues, okay? Because, you know, a lot of people will cry. It's an emotional event. So have some tissues or some toilet paper there with you so that you can, you know, wipe your nose, okay? So all of these things, it's all about preparing your energy so that you don't have to concentrate or worry during the reading, that you're clearing your energy just to allow spirit to come in. Spirit, your spirit don't live in my energy, they live in your energy. That's where I'm picking them up from, okay? So just be aware of your energy, guys. I think I'm talking too much now. Okay, I think I've talked long enough. I'm going to step off my soapbox for now. But, you know, if you have any more questions about preparing for readings, let me know. You know, I've no problem answering your questions. You know, I had taken a break from my Patreon for a little while. You know, things were so busy and I had so much going on in the first couple of months of 2024. But I'm hoping to restart my monthly Q&A sessions at the end of March 2024. So if you're looking for somewhere to ask questions or chat with other like-minded spiritual people, check out my Patreon link in the description box that's attached to this podcast, okay? And also, if you're someone who's interested in working on your energy and your vibration, I'll also put the link to the self-love amplifier that I'm doing in April, okay, April 2024. It's just one module for my new program, which I'll hopefully launch later this year. But I'm offering it, you know, now, this module, at a super reduced price for the first 100 people that register, okay? And I've been so taken aback by the interest that people have shown in it. So if you're interested, have a look at the link as soon as you can, okay? So for now, I'm going to say goodbye, okay? But if you take nothing else from this episode other than the fact that everything that you do in life needs time for you to prepare yourself, okay, and some buffer time afterwards for you to wind down, then I see that as progress, okay? I'm a big believer in this, and I blank out a lead-in time to every reading that I do, and I blank out some buffer time afterwards so that I can wind down. Okay, I even do this for my gym sessions. Okay, I blank out a buffer or a lead-in time and I blank out a buffer time afterwards. Because you need to build yourself up for it. You need to get into the mindset, okay, in everything that you do in life. So don't overbook yourself. Don't overcomplicate life. I learned the hard way, you know, through my health, that I was doing too much. Okay, I needed to look after me and my energy. So looking after you and your energy is the most important thing that you can do in life. Remember the old saying that you can't drink from an empty glass? Okay, I don't know, is that an Irish saying, guys? I know us Irish people, we love our sayings. You can't drink from an empty glass, you know. Make sure you keep something back for yourself. Okay, so do keep something back for yourself. Okay, guys, so thank you for listening. And I will see you in the next episode of Life After Life. So until then, take care and stay safe.
Discussing everything about the afterlife and spirit world.